There was plenty of relief in Australian racing on Friday morning when Chautauqua passed his jump out at Flemington. Rupert Lee, one of his part owners, joining us on the program this morning. Well, Rupert, you must be somewhat relieved.
Yeah, totally. I mean, everyone went out there with, different thoughts and obviously hopes. And, John was pretty optimistic. He was actually out there. He came down from Sydney and he believed that the work that had been done with the horse was starting to pay dividends, and as it turned out, he was right. So you never know until he actually does it, because, you know, we've been working with the horse now for about 6 or 7 weeks, and he's improving every time. As a matter of fact, if you go back to the last trial he had in Sydney, it was a massive improvement. If anything, I thought it was nearly a pass mark, but massive improvement on Saturday. So fingers crossed going forward.
Okay, so he's passed that test. What are the next steps, Rupert?
Moonee Valley have been terrific. They've actually they've been working with the stewards here in Victoria, and I've got to say the stewards in Victoria have been fantastic as well, trying to get the horse back. So a trial has been organised for next Friday night at Moonee Valley in between races. I think it's around about 8:40 or 8:20 or something on Friday evening. So, he'll be back under the lights, which is obviously where things may have started at last year's Mount Ocado when he was actually scratching the gate. So he'll be going back to the scene of the crime, I think. But that might be a good thing because, you know, it's where he wanted to race and ultimately he didn't.
How's the journey been over the past couple of weeks? I'm sure it's been stressful for many at times.
Yeah, it has, but at the end of the day, our horse whisperer who's been working with the horse, he's got to know the horse even better. He'd only had the horse for about 3 weeks initially, and it's another 3 weeks that have gone by, and he's just learnt so much more about Chautauqua that, you know, he believes he's getting to the root of the problem. And I've got to say, he was, you know, reasonably optimistic as well about, you know, the horse's chances of jumping out on Friday. So, but, you know, as I've said previously, he's made the comment that he's probably the most strongest-minded horse he's ever had to work with. But and that's probably what makes Chautauqua Chautauqua, that he's, you know, got this strong mind and strong will. That, you know, it's been not an easy one to work with. But, fortunately, I think we are definitely getting there. And, another big bridge to cross on Friday. But, you know, if we can get over that, then it's, going to be a lot of fun going forward.
So tell us the story of the horse whisperer, who he is, how you found him.
Look, he's an interesting man. He is well known, but he's also one who likes to say very low key. His name will definitely come out in due course, I would suggest. He's just one of those guys. I mean, people can probably do their own process of elimination. They'll work it out who it is, but he just wants to say. In the background, doesn't want to be known, but, you know, if he jumps well next week and the horse gets back to the races, there's no doubt his name will be mentioned, and he just doesn't want all the accolades. He doesn't want anything at the moment, so his name will come out, and hopefully if he does race, and he'll be part of the story going forward.
It just adds to the mystery of Chautauqua, doesn't it? The horse whisperer with no name.
We called him Mr. Q. I did say to him, I said, look, if we do happen to jump out and we get to that Everest or we get to the Mount Ocado, then, you know, there'll be a movie on this one, and you'll be playing in that movie. And he actually said, that'll be great, so I'm hoping that'll be the case, but we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. That's one thing you don't want to do in any industry, and we're not going to get ahead of ourselves in this particular case either, because, you know, it's another big step to be taken on Friday. But look, if he does, then, as I said, we can then start making plans going forward, but you don't want to be making plans at this particular stage, because as soon as you start getting ahead of yourself, you know, you'll come undone pretty quickly.
I'm trying to narrow it down even further. So, okay, another question, another hint perhaps. Has the horse been leaving Flemington to go to this person's property, or has he been managing Chautauqua and the issues on site at Flemington?
No, actually, he's from New South Wales, I'm happy to say that. And look, I'm sure people work it out. He is really well known amongst all racing people. He was recommended to us by quite a few people, and I've got to say the general public have been fantastic. I've had that many phone calls with people offering assistance and horse whisperers throughout Australia, and more importantly, I've actually had Monty Roberts' daughter on the phone many times, and I continually getting emails and messages as late as Friday again, wishing the Hawks family and the team over here all the best. He says he's still waiting in the background if ever we want to go to him, but he has been working out of New South Wales, and he had a couple of jump outs at Rose Hill before he came down here to be sure that we're heading in the right direction with him. The latest one was Monday just gone. So once he passed our little test, then we brought him down to Melbourne, and he'll be here until such time he has that official trial, as I said, on Friday.
Okay, well, we'll make with bated breath to see what happens next time, but it is fantastic to see that the horse's attitude and manners have changed considerably in the barriers. So whoever this mystery horse whisperer is, he's doing a terrific job. Now, how are the rest of the team going? Of course, you've got two very good horses going at the moment, Grunt and Brutal.
Yeah, no, they're, as I said, it's good to have a distraction away from Chautauqua, so it's great to have those two horses coming through as well. We'll make a decision, or John will make a decision on during the week in regard to where Brutal goes. Being such a young horse, three-year-old, having his first prep, we're very conscious of not overcooking him and giving him too much racing, so early. There's no difference to what we did with Grunt. Last year, we only gave him one run in the spring and saved him up for the autumn. It might well be the same case with Brutal, where to date he's done an exceptional job to win his three out of three. So he's actually went to the farm last week, or the week just gone, and John will assess him early this week to determine whether or not he stays in the paddock or whether he goes to the Coolmore or to the Guineas. With Grunt, we've made a decision, or Mick has, with actually Damien, that his program will now be the Underwood on Sunday. Then we go to the Caulfield Stakes. Then the big one, the big challenge, is going to Mooney Valley and take on the Mighty Winx. So we're obviously going there to run second, but that would be a great achievement anyway.
Well, Rupert, that's all very exciting, the plans that you have with those two horses, and wishing you continued improvement with the grey in the barriers, and we'll look forward to seeing what he can do now at the Valley.
Yeah, no, look, fingers crossed, and I've got to say again that the public have been fantastic. The support we've had is, just been overwhelming to the point where, as I said before, we've had so many calls with people offering assistance, and I think for not just the owner's sake, it'll just be great for racing if we can see Chautauqua back on the racetrack again.
Mm. He's become quite the talking point, hasn't he? Not just in racing, but outside of it now.
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary to have a horse that's taken everyone's attention. And I mean, how many times to see headlines of a horse at a trial or outside of racing? So it's quite extraordinary. But that's probably one of the main reasons where we've been working overtime to get this horse back racing again. But and I've got to say that the horse, his frame of mind is fantastic. He's healthy, physically very healthy, and it may be just one of those little quirks that we had to work around, but as I said, our patience and trust in the system and trust in the people is hopefully paying off.
Rupert, thanks for taking the time to talk to us on the program this morning.
Okay, thanks, Jo.
That's Rupert Lee bringing us up to speed with the latest on the Grey Flash Chautauqua.